Yo, what's up? It's a podcast. It's fucking 12:37. Oh, no. Yeah, so I got birthday party to go to. Big birthday party. And I screwed up. Yesterday was not my niece's birthday. Today's my niece's birthday. I thought today was the party. Yesterday was birthday. Wrong. I always get these notifications on my phone saying it's birthday, it's somebody's birthday, it's somebody's birthday, and I get it the day before, and then I assume it's their birthday, and then I wish them a happy birthday, and like, tomorrow's my birthday, and then I'm the asshole. But, whatever. So, today is my niece's 10-year birthday. She's like a kid. So, I don't know. So I gotta go. I talked about that yesterday. It's gonna be uncomfortable, but I'll go. And it's not far from. It's close to my place. So there's that. I don't have to. At least my brother has done me the courtesy of not moving to the suburbs, where I would have to take some kind of commuter transit to get to this birthday party, because then I don't know if I'd make it. So yesterday I went and bought the birthday present. I got two presents, because I'm a swell uncle. All right, enough of that bullshit. Oh man, it's late. I want to go run. Looks cloudy out. Whatever. I hate whatever. My verbal crutches. I can't shake them. I don't know. Whatever. Those are two bad ones, and they. I just got to point them out. Let's check out the news. Of course, there was a terror stabbing attack. Well, a guy had a bomb, but didn't go off. So, stabbing in London, and terrible thing. I've always been on the record of I've been against ISIS. Before that, I was against Al-Qaeda. And I'm against ICO. ICO, which is the terrorist organization in House of Cards. I'm against them as well. They're very dangerous. I think they might be the most dangerous one if they existed in real life. But they don't. But there was a terror attack, and then I don't know why Donald Trump's allowed to tweet. I don't understand why he has a fucking Android phone in his possession that he's allowed to use. I don't fucking get any of it, but he tweeted a bunch of ignorant horse shit. I hate his guts. He's a dummy. That's all I'll say about that. And then, I don't know. There I am with the I don't knows. I do know. I don't like him. But I don't want to go on and on about why and such things. But I did feel the need to say that. But of course, we here at the Overslept Podcast stand with the people of London. That's the thing to say now. We stand with the people of London. I mean, what do we? It's the thing you say. I always find it interesting, but nothing. Of course, I love London. I get very interested in the thing you say after, But all right, let's move on. Let's talk about fun news. disability attorney who stole $500 million from the government disappears, FBI says. I don't want to really, but at different points in my life, I used to just always fantasize about disappearing, about the about having a new identity, and just nobody knows what happened to me, and I'm just gone. But I have no reason to disappear. I could just move. You know, you really need to be on the lam. You need to have stole $500 million. This is, Kentucky disability attorney stole $500 million. I mean, what's going to be the story? He's gone. They don't know where he is. Well, I got to say on this, when somebody's on the lam, I kind of want them to. I mean, if they didn't kill anybody, it's got to kill anybody. And they're on the lam, I kind of want them to get away. It's got to be so hard to disappear. Because you got to. How do you get a. This new identity stuff, it looks fine and easy if you have money. Watching like Breaking Bad or something, but I don't know if you could get like real documents. I guess this guy's $500 million. He could probably figure it out. Two lions freed from circuses are poached in South Africa. Well, that's a bummer. That's not fun news. I don't know why these. I guess they want the lions for. They grind up the bones for like the boner pills or something. I don't know what they do with these lions. They use the. They make a rug out of them. Jeez, it's you don't need to shoot lions. Although I guess if you're. If you actually live around lions, how much do you really love them? I mean, they're scary. They kill people. But I feel bad when they're shot. Teen accidentally kills 19-year-old girlfriend with gun he received as graduation gift. Oh, well, that. What happens when you accidentally kill someone like that? It doesn't. A Tennessee teen accidentally killed his girlfriend with a gun. He just received. Well, you shouldn't wrap a gun loaded. That's really sad. But guns are. Guns are dangerous. That was one of the reasons I was so annoyed about Trump's tweets, because he had this tweet about gun control. It just made no sense. It's like we're not talking about guns because there was yes we're not. I don't know. You're fucking dope. Marines arrested at pro-Confederate rally with white nationalist regalia. Well. That's an issue. I don't think you should have white nationalists in the military. I'm anti-white nationalist too. I'm anti-ISIS, anti-white nationalist. Michigan court seeing a trans woman as not sexual harassment. Michigan court seeing a trans woman is not seeing a trans. Well, I don't understand what that means. Ruled in favor of saying her right to not violate when she encountered a transgender person in the locker room. Oh, seeing one. She was saying it was sexual harassment to see a transgender person. Well, I should hope not. The person who was suing, it sounds like an asshole. Oh, is it? Okay. Drunk driver arrested with blood alcohol content of 0.573, police say. I don't know, is that a lot? Is that like the most? I'm trying to find out, but there was a fucking Verizon pop-up that wouldn't go away. More than 7 times the legal limit. Well, that is pretty big accomplishment there. Is that like a world record? I mean, because he got pulled over. I mean, that's pretty. He didn't hurt anybody. He got pulled over. I guess he was swerving and shit. But I mean, come on, the guy's wrecked. But he was drove below the speed limit across multiple lines in Northeast Portland. Oh, the police found him collapsed in his car, so he wasn't driving. That's the thing, they find you collapsed in your car. Come on. But he did drive. All right. Oh. I gotta say, I think he should get some kind of something for being that fucked up. Let's see, what time is it? I think I gotta go. Yeah, I'm going to go. It's Sunday. I know it's only 12 minutes or whatever, but I'm really not in it, and it really sucks, and I have a bunch of shit to do. And I say that every day. I have a bunch of shit to I know. Whatever. But it's been... I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. How's that? We love you.